Steve Palmer here from Lawyer Talk Podcast. You can catch us at lawyertalkpodcast.com. Today we're going to have another segment of our What's the Appeal series. The idea of What's the Appeal is I do a ton of appellate work, criminal appellate work up in my law practice. Check us out, palmerlegaldefense.com. And I get a lot of calls, a lot of questions about what people's options are once they've been convicted of a crime and they want to appeal their conviction. So I'm going to continue along my series here today, and I'm going to talk about deadlines. And the reason I want to talk about deadlines is because they are critical. And by critical, I mean critical. All too often, I get folks who call me and deadlines have passed, meaning they had 30 days to file a notice of appeal for their direct appeal and they missed that deadline. Or worse, they've already lost their direct appeal and they want to go to a higher court, whether it's the Ohio Supreme Court or maybe even in the federal system, and those deadlines have passed. It gets really, really hard to get back into court once you miss deadlines. So, when people call and say, what do? I've just been convicted. I love it. Not that they've been convicted, but I love it because that's when I can do the most good for folks. That's when we have the most options. It's sort of like a chess piece in the middle of the board. When your queen's in the middle, she can go all over the board. You have plenty of options. Nothing has been foreclosed yet. Once the deadlines have passed, though, your queen's in a corner and it gets a lot harder to bring her out and have some success. So generally, I'm going to talk about Ohio, and this isn't legal advice, folks. If you're in another state or if you're working on your own appeal, I'm just going to sort of focus generally on Ohio, though. In Ohio, if you've just been convicted, you have 30 days to file what's called a notice of appeal. A notice of appeal is basically exactly what it says. It is a notice that you're appealing the conviction. And the 30 days starts to run once the sentencing entry is actually filed and journalized. There's an old adage that the court speaks through its journal entries. And that means in the old days when we would go to the clerk of courts and actually file something, it still happens, but most stuff is online filed now through an online filing system. But once the court files its sentencing entry, it's got a stamp on it, an official seal that it's been filed with the clerk of courts. We have 30 days here in Ohio from the date of the filing of the sentencing entry to file a notice of appeal. As soon as we file that notice of appeal, we also file a request asking the court reporter to produce a transcript. And this is another cost that people don't always think about, but it's there. So you have a court reporter, and their job is to prepare a written transcript of everything that happened during trial. And once that's done, they send that up or they transfer that up to the Court of Appeals jurisdiction along with any exhibits, along with any documents that the lawyers filed leading up to the appeal and anything else that might be part of the record. And then we've got a full deck here to play with. We can argue whatever we want on direct appeal. We're well within our deadline. Now, there's some exceptions. If you happen to miss your direct appeals, particularly here in Ohio, there's a couple different ways, or at least one good way, we might be able to get back in under the wire. And there's a reason for that, because in Ohio, it's an appeal as of right. And that matters, because if you have a right to appeal, then the state, in theory, can't deny that right without good reason. And Ohio courts have generally said, and the rules generally permit a couple of different avenues to get in under, or if you're past the wire on the direct appeal. This doesn't count for Ohio Supreme Court review or other higher court review, but in the trial court, if you miss your 30 days, there's a few little tricks that we can do. One is that we go to the trial court and say, hey, look, would you vacate or get rid of your judgment entry and then refile it? And that's going to give me a new set of downs. That's going to give me another 30-day stint that I can file my notice of appeal and I'll get back at it. It's a lot better. It's a lot better if you have a good reason for missing the deadline, such that you had a lawyer, a court-appointed lawyer who maybe didn't get notice that he or she was appointed to the case and therefore missed the deadline. That happens every now and then. But anyway, at least on a direct appeal or your appeal as of right, there's sometimes a way around those deadlines. But once you get to the Ohio Supreme Court, if you lose your direct appeal and now you want to have a higher court review it, be careful. So because if you miss that deadline, it's often, we call it jurisdictional, meaning the court loses jurisdiction over it and you're dead in the water. Now, why does all this matter? Because say it's a serious case. And it's one of these cases where we all look at them and say, well, the Ohio or the state where you live is not likely to reverse this thing and give you a new trial or let you go. We're really looking out past the horizon at federal courts. And if you don't make these deadlines in your state court, then the federal courts get severely limited on their ability to review the case. And we'll get into that later when we talk about habeas corpus. But Understand for now, you've just been convicted. The best thing you can do is immediately contact a good appellate lawyer, not just one that say, yeah, I'll do your direct appeal. Find somebody that will talk about all your array of options in a global fashion, because if you're talking to a lawyer who doesn't know all those options, then they may not understand what needs to be done, what needs to be raised, when it needs to happen for purposes of preserving later federal review on habeas corpus or even direct appeal up to the U.S. Supreme Court. So anyway, what's the appeal? Deadlines matter. Check us out at lawyertalkpodcast.com. If you've got a question, you got a topic, appellate or otherwise, just shoot me a question, shoot me a comment, and I'll get it covered right here. Until then, this is Lawyer Talk Off the Record on the air. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.